This is true. The following shir was originally given on the second night of Sukkot, Tavshin Ayin Tes, in Congregation Or Torah, Edison, New Jersey. It's now being repeated on the first day of Chol Moed Sukkot, Tavshin Ayin Tes. The shir is in honor of the yahrzeit of Aharon Shmuel Zanvil Ben Yosef Meir, Mr. Samuel Strouch, whose yahrzeit is the second day of Sukkot. The Mishnah in Sukkot Daf Yud Aleph says, Hidlo Aleha Sagefen Psula. If you have a sukkah with no schach, but next to the sukkah you have a tree, and you took the branches of the tree and put it on the sukkah as your schach, so Mishnah's psula, that's no good, because schach, which is attached to the ground, is no good. Ktsatzon, but if after you put the branches on the sukkah, you detach them from the tree, then ksher, then it's okay. Says the Gemara, tzarech l'naneya. That's only good after you detach it, provided that you pick up the schach and put it back down. Otherwise, it's no good. Why is that? So Rashi says that's because of Taseh v'lo mina asui, which means if the Torah tells you you have to do something, either with the lashon of asiyah or another verb, so it must be kosher at the time of the asiyah. If at the time of the asiyah it's pasul and only becomes kosher afterwards passively, that's no good. So for example, the Torah says Chag HaSukkos Taseh Lecha, which literally means you have to celebrate the Yontif of Sukkos, but the Gemara darshins HaSukkos Taseh. You have to make the sukkah, and making the sukkah means putting on the schach. So at the time of the asiyah of putting the schach on the sukkah must be kosher. If at the time you put the schach on the sukkah was no good, and only became kosher afterwards passively, that's no good, that's tasev lo menasui. So in our case, when you put the schach on the sukkah was no good, because the schach was attached to the ground, and only became kosher afterwards after you detached it, but at that time the schach is running on the sukkah passively, therefore it's no good because of tasev lo menasui, and you have to do a new asiyah, and that's why the Gemara says you have to pick up the schach and put it back down. And the Gemara gives another example. The Torah says when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, gedilim taselach, you have to make the tzitzis, and making the tzitzis means tying the knots. So normally you take four strings, you put it in the hole, you fold them over, now you have eight individual strings, and you tie your knots, and then you have your tzitzis. But let's say you took one long string, you folded it over two times, now you have four, you put it in the hole, and you fold it again, now you have eight, and you tied all the knots, and then after that, you'd separate it into eight individual strings. So the Gemara says, that's no good, that's tasev lo menasui, because at the time you made the knots, the tzitzis were no good, they were all connected together. It only became kosher afterwards when you separated them into eight individual strings, but at that point, the knots were already made, that's tasev lo menasui, and in this case, the only way to fix it would be to undo all the knots and to retie them. Based on this, Hagoyis Maimonides on the bottom of the Rambam says, if you put on your schach before you put on the walls, that's no good. That's tasev lo menasui, because when you put on the schach, the sukkah is no good. It has no walls. It only becomes kosher afterwards when you put on the walls. But at that point, the schach is already there passively. That's tasev lo menasui, and that's the way. That's the psak of the Rama. You should not put on the schach before the walls, and that's also the psak of the Levush. However, the Bach says this seems to be against the Gemara. The Mishnah Sukkah Daf Tesvav says, Hachotit begodesh, lasos lo sukkah, ain't no sukkah. If you have, say, a big haystack or a big pile of straw, and you hollow it out the middle, and all of a sudden you have a sukkah, so that's no good, that's literally tasev lo menasui. But the Gemara says, let's say when you're making the haystack, before you put on the top layer, you left a tefach of airspace, and then you put on the top layer, and then you hollow out the rest into a sukkah, that's okay. So the Bach says, you see from here, that you put the schach on, you don't need to have a kosher sukkah. Because a sukkah with one tefach of airspace is not a good sukkah. You need at least 10 tefachim of airspace. Rather, what you see, all you need is to have a shem schach. It has to be called schach. And schach is something which gives shade to at least one tefach of airspace. So if you have a big pile of hay with no airspace, that's not even called schach. If you have one tefach of airspace, then that's called schach. So the Bach says, you see from here, that if you put on the schach without the walls, so it's true it's not a good sukkah because you don't have walls, but it's called schach because it's giving shade to the area under it. Therefore, he says there should be no problem of tasev lo menasui if you put on the schach before the walls, and he doesn't understand how the levush can pass, and then it's no good. He said, maybe he only meant it lechatchila, but with the evidence, it should certainly be okay. Now let's say you built your sukkah, you put the walls and then the schach, the only problem is the sukkah is inside the house. So a sukkah inside the house is no good. But let's say after you built the sukkah, you took off the roof. So the question, what is the status of that sukkah? So the Hagayis Ashmi and the Or Zeruah quote a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Baruch says, that's no good. That's tasev lo menasui, because when you built the sukkah, it was no good. You had a roof over it. Then you took off the roof. Now the sukkah is there passively. That's tasev lo menasui. The Rihal Lovin says, no, there's no problem with tasev lo menasui. Tasev lo menasui is only if the schach is as possible intrinsically. Something wrong with the schach. For example, the schach is attached to the ground. Then you need to do a new asiyah on the schach. But if the schach is okay, and something external which is possible in the sukkah, like in this case you have a roof over your sukkah, then as long as you get rid of the roof, there's no problem of tasev lo menasui. And the Sefer Baal HaShlomah says, no, Even if the problem is only external, there is still an issue of tasev lo mina asoy. But if the problem is external, you don't have to do a new asiyah on the schach. It's enough to do an asiyah on the external, an external asiyah. Therefore, when you remove the roof, that itself is the maisa, which takes away the problem of tasev lo mina asoy. So it comes out, in case we put the sukkah in the house and then remove the roof, is a three-way machlokas. What's the status of that sukkah? According to Ben Baruch, it's no good. That's tasev lo mina asoy. According to Rilovin, it is good. There's no problem with tasev lo mina asoy because the whole issue is external. And according to Baal Shlomo, there is tasev lo mina asoy. But if the problem is external, it's enough to have an external maisa to take care of the problem. So it comes out, according to both the Rilovin and the Baal Shlomo, in the case where you built a sukkah in the house and removed the roof, the sukkah is okay, but for a different reason. So is there any nafkamina? So one simple nafkamina will be, let's say, the roof came off by itself. So according to Riyal Lavan, that should be okay, because there's no problem of Tasev Lo Menasoy. The only problem is you have a roof over your sukkah. So once the roof goes off, there's no problem. But according to Baal Shlomo, there is Tasev Lo Menasoy, and you need a new asiyah. The only thing is you could do an external asiyah. Here you didn't do any asiyah. The thing came off by itself. Therefore, you'd still have a problem of Tasev Lo Menasoy. A second, more practical nafkamina, let's say instead of building the sukkah in your house, you built it on your deck, but on your deck you have one of those awnings. And after you built the sukkah, you took off the awning. So according to Rabbeinu Baruch, that's no good. That's Tasev Lo Menasoy. According to the Riyal Lavan, no problem. There's no Tasev Lo Menasoy because the whole issue is external. Once you take off the awning, it's okay. What about according to the Baal Shlomo? So the Bach and the Magen Avram both say that there's a difference between under a roof and under an awning. Because again, Baal Shlomo says that if the problem is external, you require Maisa on the external thing to take away the problem of Tasev Lo Menasoy. So if you took off the roof, that's called you did a Maisa. But if you took off a flimsy awning, that's not called a Maisa Choshev. That's not enough of a Maisa to take away the problem of Tasev Lo Menasoy. So it comes out, according to Baal Shlomo, building it under a flimsy awning is worse than building it under a solid roof, which is counterintuitive. Halacha Maisa, the Ramah paskens in both cases, of the roof and the awning, there's no problem of Tasev Lo Menasoy, as long as you get rid of the roof and the awning. And the Bach and the Magen Avraham say that under a roof is okay, under the awning is no good. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out this whole discussion is only if at the time you built the sukkah, the awning was out. But if you built your sukkah, and then you put on the awning, let's say to protect it from the rain, and then you took off the awning, that's certainly no problem, because the original asiyah was good. Just in the meanwhile, you had something which was possible in your sukkah, so once you take it off, the sukkah is good like it was originally. The Rebbe Rafushal Schechter pointed out a number of years ago he was in Eretz Yisrael over sukkahs, and that year there was like a big rainstorm, and a lot of the schach blew off the sukkahs. So one case that happened, there was a sukkah on an upper porch and a sukkah on a lower porch, and the schach on the lower sukkah blew off, and the schach on the upper sukkah blew off and landed on the lower sukkah. So the question is, what was the status of that lower sukkah? So he said some of the other poskim thought that it should be okay, because you originally had an asiyah of the schach on the upper sukkah. Okay, now it's on a different sukkah, so it's okay. Rav Shech himself thought that it should be no good, because you had an asiyah on the upper sukkah. The lower sukkah never had an asiyah. That the schach came on passively. So he thought that should be no good because of tasev lo menasoy. He also said when he was in Eretz Yisrael that time, so there was some other shayles that came up because of the rain, and they came to him to ask him, and he's saying, why are you asking me? There's no none of poskim here. So they said, well, in Eretz Yisrael, barely ever rains on sukkahs. So this is a chutz la'aretz shayla. So you need a chutz la'aretz posek to answer it. So again, according to the Shita of Baal HaShlama, if you have some external problems, there is Tasev Lo Menasoy, but it's enough to have an external Maisa. Another example of this would be the first Mishnah in Sukkah, in Daf Bey says, if you have a Sukkah above 20 Amos, that's no good. And the Gemara says, there's two ways to fix it. Either you lower the Schach, or you raise the floor, you can build a platform. As long as from the platform to the Schach is less than 20 Amos, it's okay. So the Pnei Yeshua, that Gemara asks, so you understand if you lower the Schach, it's okay. So you did a new Asi on the Schach. But if you raise the floor, how is that okay? It should be a problem of Tasev Lo Menasoy, because you didn't do any new asiyah on the schach. So the Pnei Yeshua answers, well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a problem, because Rabbeinu Tam says, schach, which is above 20 amos, is not called schach pasul. So what does that mean? Rav Shechter in the Sefer points out that schach, which is above 20 amos, is intrinsically good schach. The only problem is, there's a problem with the kiyum of the gavra. That a person who sits in that sukkah can't be Yosei's mitzvah. And since there's no intrinsic problem with the schach, there's no problem with tasev lo menasoy. So that works out very nicely according to the shita of the Baal Shlomo. Because the Baal Shlomo says if the whole problem is only external, then it's enough to have an external maisa to take care of the tasev lo menasoy. So in the case of the schach above 20 amos, so there's nothing wrong intrinsically with the schach, it's basically like an external problem. The person can't be Yosei's mitzvah in that sukkah. Therefore, it's enough to have an external maisa. So by building the platform, that would take care of the problem of tasev lo menasoy. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph, says there's an issue of Tasev Lo Menasoy when it comes to the Dalad Minim. Now, what kind of Asiyah do you need to do with the Dalad Minim? So the Gemara says that the Machlokas, whether Lulav Sarach Eged or not. that you have to wrap the dalminim, or at least the luv hadasim ravos, tie them all together. So tying them together, that is the asiyah. So at the time you tie everything together, everything has to be kosher. So the Gemara says, the halacha is, if you have hadasim, which have berries, and it's more berries than leaves, so that's no good. Once you take off the berries, then it's okay. So let's say you tie everything together, but the time you tie it together, the hadasim had too many berries, so it's no good. And afterwards, you took off the berries. So now hadasim are kosher. The problem is now, the nahal is already made, so that's the problem of tasav lomanasa, because at the time you tie everything together, it was no good. The hadasim only became kosher when you took off the berries, but at that point, everything had been tied together, so that's tasav lomanasa. And the Gemara also says that if you hold lulav tzarach eged, it's not enough just to wrap it around and to tuck it in. Rather, you have to make a kesher shel kayom. You have to make an actual knot. So the question is, no one makes a knot around their dal minim. So how do we fulfill this mitzvah of lulav tzarach eged? So the Mishnah Brura says that nowadays we all use that lulav holder. You know, you put the lulav in the middle, hadas and ravas on either side, and that lulav holder is all woven together, all knotted together. So that's considered a kesher shel kayom. So Rav Shechter points out that the Rav didn't like to use the lulav holder. He thought that's a problem with tasav lomanasoi. Because at the time you put the lulav holder together, you made all the knots, so there was nothing in it. There's no dalaminim in there. You only put the dalaminim in afterwards, but when you put them in, the knots are already made. So that's a problem with tasav lomanasoi. So he didn't like to use those lulav holders. Rav Shechter pointed out that obviously that's not the minigolim. The minigolim, everyone uses the lulav holders. Now the Gemara Menachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, this was recently learned by the Daf Yomi. The Gemara says that in order to be chayiv in a mezuzah, you have to have a doorpost. Now let's say you put on your mezuzah on the doorpost, and then you attach the doorpost with the mezuzah to the doorway. So the Gemara says that's no good, that's tasav lo minasoi. When you put the mezuzah on, you weren't chayiv yet. Then when you put the doorpost up, and now you're chayiv, the mezuzah's there already passively, that's a problem of tasav lo minasoi, and you have to take off the mezuzah and put it back on. Now the Rambam and Hilchos Mezuzah gives a whole list of conditions which you need to fulfill in order to be chayiv in a mezuzah. And one of the conditions he says is you need a door. If there's no door, you're not chayiv in a mezuzah. And the Chaver in your day quotes 2 days whether we pass like this Rambam or not. But the Lefush and the Shach both pass like the Rambam. Then in order to be chayiv in a mezuzah, you need a door. And not only that, they say if you put on the mezuzah before the door, and then you put on the door, that's no good. That's tasav lo minasoi. Because when you put on the mezuzah, you weren't chayiv yet. Then you put on the door, now you're chayiv, the mezuzah's there already. That's tasav lo minasoi. The problem is the Karen Ora on Nakamura asks, that to say this tasav lo minasoi, if you put on the mezuzah before the door, seems to be against the Gemara, which is quoted, because the Gemara Menachah says, if you put on the mezuzah before the doorpost, that's tasav lo minasoi. The implication is, if you put on the doorpost first, and then the mezuzah, that's okay. But according to what we're saying now, that should also be no good, because you didn't put on the door yet. So the Karen Ora says, you must say that there's only a problem with tasav lo minasoi by the doorpost, and not by the door. The question is why? Because according to the Rambam, you're not chayiv mezuzah until you put up the door also. So the Sefer Netzer HaKodesh, he says, there's a difference between the doorpost and the door. The doorpost, that's the essence of the mitzvah. And without a doorpost, you can't even begin to discuss the mitzvah of mezuzah. The door, it's true according to the Rambam, without a door, you're not chayiv, but the door is what he calls a tenai of the mitzvah. So therefore, and there's only a problem of tasav lo minasoi, but something which is the essence of the mitzvah, not something which is only a tenai of the mitzvah. And it compares this to the shita of the Riyah Lavan by Sukkah. The Riyah Lavan says, it's only a problem of tasav lo minasoi, you have something intrinsically wrong with the schach, like it's attached to the ground. If you have an external problem, let's say you have a roof over your sukkah, so it's true, at that point the sukkah is no good, but since the problem is only external, there's no problem of tasav lo minasoi. So too here by the door. If you don't have a doorpost, so that's something intrinsic to the mitzvah of mezuzah, so therefore there's a problem of tasav lo minasoi. When it comes to the door, so it's true without a door you're not chayiv, but since the door is only an external tenai to the mitzvah, there's no problem of tasav lo minasoi. But again, the Levush Meshach Paskin, that put on the mezuzah before the door, that is a problem of tasav lo minasoi. But let's say you put on the door, and then the mezuzah, and then for whatever reason you took the door off and put the door back on. So is there a problem of tasav lo minasoi? Because as long as the door is off, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So the Nesiva says, there's no problem of tasav lo minasoi, because since when you originally put the mezuzah on, the door was there, so the original siya was good. The fact that you took the door on and off in the meanwhile is no problem. And it compares it to the case of the tzchach. If you build your sukkah, and then you put on the cover to protect it from the rain, and then took it off, there's no problem of tasav lo minasoi, because the original siya was okay. So too here by the door. But the Ksav Sofer says, no, you can't compare the case of the Tzchach to the case of the door. In the case of the Tzchach, so you put on your Tzchach, the sukkah is good. Now you put on the cover, so meanwhile, you can't use the sukkah, it's puzzle. But then when you take it off, so the Tzchach is there, the sukkah is back to the way it originally was. In the case of the door, once you take off the door, so you're mevatel the original asiyah. Because once the door's off, there's no chiyuv mezuzah anymore. Now you put the door back on, so there's a new chiyuv mezuzah, therefore there'll be a problem of tasav lo minasoi. The halacha is And if you build a sukkah out in your backyard, so sukkah's potter and mezuzah, because it's a diras haroi. But let's say you have a room in your house, a regular room, and before sukkah you took off the roof, you put on schach, you use it as your sukkah, and after sukkah you took off the schach and put the roof back on. So first of all, the first question is, as long as you're using it as a sukkah, is it still chayiv and mezuzah or not? And if you hold it's not chayiv and mezuzah, when you put the roof back on, is now a problem of tasev lo menasoi. So the Matzah Ephraim says, he thinks even though a normal sukkah is potter mezuzah, this sukkah, bottom line, it's part of your house, it never loses the chayiv mezuzah, and therefore there's obviously no problem of tasev lo menasoi. But the Prima Gadim and the Ksav Sofer both say that no, since you're using it as a sukkah, so it's diras aroi, therefore it's potter from a mezuzah. So the question now is, when you put the roof back on after sukkahs, is there a problem of tasev lo menasoi? So the Maharshag says, and first of all, he thinks the Matzah Ephraim is right, that never loses the chiyuv of mezuzah, even while using it as a sukkah. And not only that, he says, if you sit in that sukkah, you get two mitzvahs. First of all, you get a mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, and second of all, you get a mitzvah of sitting in a room with a mezuzah. He says, even if you hold that you don't have a chiyuv mezuzah while using it as a sukkah, there's still no problem with tasev lo menasoi when you put the roof back on. Because basically all you did here was you changed the designation of the room from a diras aroi into a diras keva. And just changing the designation, there's no problem with tasev lo menasoi. And it compares it to the case of a talis. You know, the halacha is that you're punter from tzitzis at night. The pasuk is a recent also. And the machlokas, what does that mean? The Rambam says anything you wear at night is potter from tzitzis. And the Rosh says, no, anything which is a ksus laila is potter from tzitzis even if you wear it during the day. Anything which is a ksus yom is chayav in tzitzis even if you wear it at night. So let's say you have something which is a ksus laila, and you're potter from tzitzis, we put tzitzis on anyway. And then you change it into a ksus yom. So the Prima Gadim says, even though when you put the tzitzis on originally it was potter and tzitzis, and now it becomes chayav when you change it into a ksus yom, there's still no problem of tasev lo menasoi. Because basically it's the same beged, it's the same talus, you just change the designation from a ksus laila into a ksus yom. So the Mashak says the same thing in the case of the sukkah. Since basically it's the same room, you just change it from a diras aroi into a diras keva, therefore there's no problem of tasev lo menasoi. So again, what we're discussing until this point is if you did the asiyah before the chiyuv of the mitzvah started, like you put on the mezuzah before the door, is there an issue of tasev lo menasoi? So based on this, the Minchas Chinuch has the following question, halacha l'maisa, which can happen all the time. The halacha is if you buy a house, so you're chayav to put a mezuzah right away. If you rent a house or rent an apartment, so you're not chayav a mezuzah until after 30 days. So let's say you rent an apartment and you put on the mezuzah before 30 days. Now comes 30 days, now you're chayiv. Is there a problem with tasev lo menasoi? So Menachas Chinuch says, on one hand, maybe there is tasev lo menasoi, because when you put up the mezuzah, there was no chayiv. Then comes the 30 days, now you're chayiv, but the mezuzah is there already. So maybe there is a problem with tasev lo menasoi. On the other hand, he says, the bottom line is, it's still the door, you still have the doorpost, everything's the same, just as mechusar zman, you put it on too early. So he says, maybe if the whole issue is mechusar zman, maybe there's no problem of tasev lo menasoi. So Menachas Chinuch doesn't resolve it one way or another. Rabbi Simon told me that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky paskin, and there's no problem to put up the mezuzah within the 30 days, there's no problem of tasev lo menasoi. Rabbi Simon says that's how he paskins also, he tells people they could put up the mezuzah before the 30 days. One final example of tasev lo menasoi, the Sefer Melech HaShemayim says, let's say you take your tefillin to be checked, so they take out the parshios, then they put the parshios back in, so he says you have to remake the kesher, otherwise it's tasev lo menasoi, because when you took the parshios out, the tefillin were no good. Then you put the parshios back in, now the tefillin are okay, but the problem is the kesher is just there passively. So you have to remake the kesher, otherwise it's tasev lo menasoi. And the other achronim, and particularly the Eretz Tzvi is written by the Kosher Glover, they say there's no problem with tasev lo menasoi, because the Torah never says anywhere there's an asiyah to make the kesher. There is a halacha, you have to make the kesher, but there's also a halacha, you have to put in the parshios. So why do you say you have to put the parshios and then then make the kesher? For the same money, make the kesher and then put in the parshios. Since the Torah never says anywhere there's an asiyah to make the kesher, there should be no problem of tasev lo menasoi. Then he asks, what about the pasuk, ukshartim leos al yodecha? So what does it mean, ukshartim? So Tosfos Menachos says, has a machlokas. Rabbi Elio says, the mitzvah of tefillin is every day to remake the kesher. Ukshartim, literally, you have to remake the kesher every day. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Ukshartim means you have to tighten it on your arm every day. So the Eretz Tzvi says, obviously we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. No one remakes the kesher every day. So obviously we hold ukshartim means to tighten it onto your arm. So therefore there's no pasuk where the Torah says there's an asiyah to make the kesher. Again, there is a mitzvah you have to make the kesher. But since the Torah never said an asiyah to make the kesher, there should be no problem with tasev lo menasoi. Then the Eretz gives a whole list of proofs why things are no problem with Tassav Lo Menasui. But at the end of the whole thing, he says, even though there's no problem, L'chatchil, if you take out the Parshiyos and you put them back in, you should remake the Kesher as a Chumrah. And finally, the Ramah and Yerodeya says that when you write a Sefer Torah, so in certain situations, let's say you're fixing the Sefer Torah, it's permissible to take a piece of parchment, like a patch, and to sew it into the Sefer Torah, and to fix whatever the problem is. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Sar in the Shulchan Aruch, says, if you're going to put a patch in, you should first sew in the patch, and then write whatever's missing. But if you write first, and then sew it in, that'll be a problem of Tassav Lo Menasui. And the other Achronim say, there should be no problem of Tassav Lo Menasui. The same thing they said by Tefillin. The Torah never anywhere said there's an Asiyah by writing the Sefer Torah. And you only have Tassav Lo Menasui when the Gemara has a Mesorah. So we have the case of Sukkah, of Tzitzis, of Lulav, and Mezuzah. But again, it's questionable whether it applies also to Tefillin and to Sefer Torah. So just to review, we have this principle of Tassav Lo Menasui, which means if the Torah tells you you have to do something, so it has to be kosher at the time of the Asiyah. If it's possible at the time of the Asiyah, no one becomes kosher afterwards, passively, that's the problem of Tassav Lo Menasui. Then we discuss how that affects the case where we put the schach on before the walls. We have the situation where you built a sukkah inside the house and then took off the roof. What's the status of that sukkah? Either it's no good because of Tassav Lo Menasui, or there's no problem with Tassav Lo Menasui because the whole problem is only external, or there is Tassav Lo Menasui, but since the problem is external, it's enough to have an external maisa. We discussed the difference between building under a roof and building under an awning. Then we discussed the case of the sukkah, which is above 20 amos, whether there's a tassav lo menasui in that case. We have tassav lo menasui by the dal minim, by lulav tzarech eged. We have tassav lo menasui by the mezuzah, when you put up the mezuzah before the doorpost. And we have the sheet of the Rambam, the Yinar Chayiv and the mezuzah until you put up the door. Is there tassav lo menasui in that case? We have, let's say you put on the door and then took the door off and put it back on. Is there Tassav Lo Menasui there? Then we have the case where you converted a room in your house into a sukkah. First of all, does it lose the mitzvah of sukkah? Does it lose the mitzvah of mezuzah? And if it does, is there a problem with Tassav Lo Menasui when you put the roof back on? And how that compares to a case of a talis, which you converted from a ksus laila into a ksus yom. You have the case of the minchas chinuch. If you put on a mezuzah in a rented apartment before 30 days, is that a problem with Tassav Lo Menasui? Then we have a problem with Tassav Lo Menasui when it comes to tefillin and sefer Torah. A good Yom Tov.